This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. We heard earlier in the program from State Senator Jill Tracy about Governor Pritzker's budget address today. By the way, you can go to WGIL and hear that address if you missed it, along with our conversations tonight. And the next one of those is with State Representative Noreen Hammond, who joins me on the phone. As I said, I think off the air to somebody, Noreen, I'm sorry I'm not down there today. I think things might have gone a lot better if I'd have been in Springfield like last year.
Well, it's okay. We understand that kind of thing, and we just have to roll with it.
That's right. I appreciate your time nonetheless. Let me get your general reaction first. I was kind of, I don't want to say taken aback, but I was kind of surprised by a statement that the Illinois Republican Party put out, comparing Governor Pritzker to former Governor Blagojevich, but as Senator Tracy suggested, that may have more to do with how Blagojevich introduced a couple of his budgets versus Pritzker's. What's your kind of early read on what the governor said today?
So there were certainly parts of the governor's proposal that I can certainly get behind. I can support the idea to increase funding for K through 12 education is always a welcome scenario. He also proposed an increase in funding for higher education, which is something that is sorely needed. In addition, he expressed a desire to put more money into MAP grant funding, as well as the Aim High grant program that we implemented through the legislature last year. And I think all of those things are encouraging and certainly very welcome. He made a comment about doing a downstate revitalization plan, and I thought it was curious because while he spoke about doing this economic revitalization plan, he proposed cuts to economic development. So I'm not quite sure how some of those things come to fruition when you make those kind of cuts. I have some real concerns on what the governor proposed today, and certainly first and foremost, I think that teachers and state employees and certainly state university employees should be very concerned about the push off on the ramp of the 7-year pushback on the ramp for the pension payment. And I think that's probably where that assimilation to Governor Blagojevich comes in,
right?
Because that was similar to what he did during his tenure as well.
That seems like that combined with some of the assumptions, I guess, that the governor's office made in some of the areas that he proposed anew, like legalizing marijuana and sports betting and things like that. It seems like the combination of those two on the surface just doesn't mesh very well when you think about those are lofty assumptions in terms of new revenues, but then you have, like you said, the stretching out of pension payments.
Correct. And you know, for years we've been talking about how we can pay down our pension debt, and this type of an action is in fact going to increase our pension debt. It gives you some leeway in the here and now. But I totally dislike the phrase of kicking the can down the road, but it does put the burden further off, and it is going to come to roost. Somebody's going to have to pay those increased costs down the road. And, you know, much of the budget was built around some new taxes, some policy changes that are about $2.6 billion. And so there's no real safety net there. If we don't do A, B, and C, then B, E, and F do not happen.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the sports wagering, and I am yet to see a gaming bill proposed in Illinois, Will, that is a standalone gaming bill, like this would be for sports wagering.
Hmm.
Generally speaking, when there are conversations about a gaming bill, every industry gets involved and everybody wants a piece of the pie, and it dies of its own weight. So, you know, if this were to happen in and of itself, then they're projecting it would bring in about $212 million. I'm not, you know, I don't know what that figure would be, if that's high, but it seems to me that it is. So, that, you know, there's just things, you know, we're going to have this and a tax on, a higher tax on video gaming, an e-cigarette tax, a plastic bag tax, indeed. Mm. So there's a lot of things that have to happen in order for the governor's proposals to come to fruition.
I was going to say, color me skeptical here, but it sounds like some of those proposals are things that work in, oh, I don't know, Chicago, but not necessarily the rest of Illinois.
You know, you're absolutely right, Will. These are things that if you are, if that is your environment, if Chicago and the urban area is your focus and the environment you live in, then you lose sight of what goes on in central and downstate Illinois. And, you know, our folks are not all about recreational cannabis and a lot of these taxes. And so I don't see that it's really going to get the kind of support across the board, Republicans and Democrats, upstate, downstate, senators and reps. I'm not sure that it's going to be there. You know, the governor talked about working together, and I'm hopeful that we are all sitting down and having a conversation, or standing up and having a conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't care. But we didn't see that to be the case with minimum wage last week.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that, because Representative Swanson was on our program not long after the vote last week, and he said that he would sure like to see more Republican participation in further negotiations, like on the budget and things like that. Something that happened a little bit toward the end of Governor Rauner's tenure, but it seems like, at least in terms of bipartisanship, that was sort of a bad way to start off an administration here.
Yeah, I would agree, Will. It didn't show a lot of goodwill, and even throughout Governor Pritzker's campaign, he talked about working together with Republicans and Democrats, and even the sponsor of the bill stood up on the floor and said, you know, he had negotiated this bill and he had talked with Republicans about this bill. But when he was questioned and said, could you please name which Republican members you negotiated with, he didn't have an answer.
Hmm.
And so, it's very disappointing, and it's disconcerting, because that's not how we should be putting a budget together, particularly when there is so much at stake.
All right. I have about a minute left, Representative. Any final thoughts? It sounds like that, I guess maybe the devil is in the details, but we still kind of have to find out specifically what some of the details are.
You're right. And, you know, now that the governor has proposed what he would like to see in a budget, now it's incumbent upon the General Assembly members to actually sit down, do the work, crunch the numbers, see where we are, what we have on hand, what we can afford to spend, and And, you know, at the end of the day, I would sure like to see us pay down some of the backlog of our bills as well.
I guess maybe I'm just optimistic that maybe since we actually had a budget passed last year, that maybe we'll make it 2 years in a row, right?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Exactly. Yeah, terrific. But, you know, I'm not known for my optimism like that, so what do I know? State Representative Noreen Hammond, thank you so much for your time, and we're glad to talk to you, and we'll talk again down the road, I'm sure.
You as well. Thank you, Will.
And again, you can hear these conversations and the governor's full budget address online at WGIL.com. Kim Komando and sports coming up on Galesburg's Evening News.